This week, scientists have published in the journal Current Biology some very exciting work done on dyslexia. This is a common condition and it affects between 4 and 10% of adults in the Western world. And it's where people who have dyslexia have a problem reading, and they say that they struggle to read lines of text. I have no problem with language. It's actually when they come to read language that they get into difficulties. And for a long time, people have not really understood why this problem occurs, and whether in some people it really exists, or whether some people are using it as an excuse even. Some people have claimed that it's just an excuse for poor performance in some instances. But it certainly is a real entity, and the people who have it will certainly say they have certain difficulty. But what's actually going on inside the brain to make this occur? Well, this has been the subject of study of Vera Blau and her colleague. She's a researcher at Maastricht University. And to find out, she recruited 26 people. Half of them, 13, were dyslexic, and half of them were normal. And they put these people in the brain scanner and they gave them some simple tasks to do. And what they started off doing was just showing people pictures of letters. And while they were showing them the pictures of letters, they were scanning their brains to see which bits of the brain were lighting up when they were being presented with the pictures. Then what they did was to play people the sounds of those letters. So in other words, the simplest sounds of language, they just played those sounds to people to see which bits of the brain were responding to those sounds. Then they made it more complicated. They started to pair the sounds and the pictures together. So in other words, they did it congruously to start with. You would show someone a letter A, and then you would also play the sound A, or B and B. And then they switched the task round and did it incongruously. So you would show someone a picture of the letter A, but then you would play them the sound B, for example. So the sounds and the letters didn't match. And a really striking difference emerged. People who have normal reading ability, they don't have dyslexia, when they were doing this task, whenever the sound and the letter matched up, they saw a very large amount of activity in a part of the brain called the superior temporal gyrus. This was not seen in the people who had dyslexia. And it was really astonishing. That's what Vera Blau said of the results. But why they say this is important is not only does it give us insights into where in the brain this is occurring, it also begins to give us insights into why dyslexia occurs. What they think is going on is that there's an integration in this part of the brain of the visual presentation of a piece of language and the sound. And what the brain does is to marry the two together. And when we read something, the brain decodes the appearance of the letters, and then you effectively speak it internally to yourself, hear yourself saying the words, and that's how you decode written language. And there's some kind of problem with this integration function in people who have dyslexia. And why this is an important discovery is that now we have some kind of objective readout of where in the brain it's happening. It might be possible to test various therapies designed to improve people who have dyslexia's ability to read and decode language, because you can test those therapies against these kinds of brain scans and see if they begin to make a difference.
Sounds like good news indeed for those people who are suffering from dyslexia.